Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest sages in Jewish history. Unfortunately, he lived in the times of the Romans, may they be cursed, who imprisoned him for teaching Torah publicly, and unfortunately did much worse than that. But at a certain point, he was asked, Rabbi Akiva, why don't you cooperate with the Romans instead of constantly going against their rules? The Rabbi Akiva answered with the following metaphor. He said, once there was a fox, and it was walking near a large stream, and there was a big fish there. There were also fishermen with nets trying to catch the fish. And the fish was trying to get away, and the fishermen were chasing after the fish. And the fox called out to the fish, fish, come up here on the land, and you'll be safe from the fishermen. I will protect you. And the fish called out to the fox and said, silly fox, don't you know that a fish cannot live outside of the water? As dangerous as it is to be chased by people with nets, it's much more dangerous for me to go out of the water, and I will die out there. Obviously, the fox knew that and had plans to eat the fish when it came out of the water and died. So Rabbi Akiva explained, just like a fish cannot live without water, so too a Jew cannot live without Torah. In fact, there is a little song about it. It goes something like this. Don't you know that a Jew without Torah is like a fish without water. A Jew without Torah is like a fish without water. I think there's more to this song, but that's all I know. In any case, this is what Rabbi Akiva was telling this person. You want me to cooperate with the Romans and not to learn Torah, not teach Torah? A Jew without Torah is like a fish without water. Just like the fish has its life that comes to it through the water, a Jew's life comes to the Jew through the Torah. That's why Torah is called Torah's Chayim, the Torah of life. And therefore, we must constantly learn more Torah because the Torah gives us life. For example, now it's summertime. Unfortunately, many yeshivas close down during the summertime. So where will the students go to learn Torah? Hopefully, they'll go to a camp where Torah is part of the day, and they learn Torah as part of their day in camp. But if not, then the child has to work very hard, and the parents have to work very hard to make sure that Torah continues to be learned. And so, too, sometimes people say, well, we'll take a vacation. So during a vacation, we're not going to learn Torah every day. No, 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 no. A Jew without Torah is like a fish without water. We must learn Torah every day, just like we have to breathe. We have to learn Torah. Torah is Chayim, the Torah of life. And in this way, by learning more Torah, even during the summer when school is out, and in fact, in a way, we could perhaps learn more Torah because most of the students in America go to schools which have part of the day for Torah learning and part of the day for secular learning. But during the summer, there's no secular learning for the average person, and therefore we can learn more Torah. And this will give us more life, and this will bring us closer to Mashiach coming. And we know that when Mashiach comes, the Torah that we are learning now, we will understand so much better and so much more deeply. In fact, our sages tell us that when Mashiach comes and he explains the Torah in such a deeper way than before, it will feel to us as if we're getting a new Torah. Of course, there's only one Torah, and there's only one Matan Torah, only one giving of the Torah. But because Mashiach will teach us so much more deep understanding of the Torah, it will feel as if we are receiving a new Torah. May it happen immediately, especially through our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs, especially learning more and more about Mashiach and redemption, that this is a direct path, as the Rebbe says, to bringing the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.